Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Eddingham, and we are here at ADM High School as ADM is gearing up for their spring play, and we have the drama director, Molly Longman, as well as some seniors of Mackenzie Evans, Mason Willems, and Brody Hunt. And Molly, we'll start with you. How did you come up with this year's theme? What is the premise? And obviously, you can reveal what it is.
Absolutely. We are putting together a show called The Dream. It is a modern retelling of Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream. As far as how we chose this theme, we tried to offer a really wide variety of theater experiences to our students across their potential 4 years of performing with us. We're an educational theater program, and I take that part of what we do pretty seriously. We kind of debated whether to do a full Shakespeare show, but ultimately landed on, for a lot of reasons, kind of doing this blended approach with this modern retelling, a little bit more approachable for students, a little bit more maybe lighthearted and approachable for our audience members as well, but definitely has some of the original Shakespearean text, so they can all still say that they've got that under their belt for any future theater experiences they might find themselves in. So the play starts in modern day, and it talks about four high school students, well, and a larger group as well, that are working on producing the Shakespeare play themselves. The high schoolers happen to have the same names in real life as their names in the show. So that's, the circumstances you start with. And then as they are rehearsing for this play, they also have their own relationship problems that they're trying to work their way through. It turns out that some of the magic of the play is quite real. There are like fairy characters from the fairy world of Shakespeare's show who come into the real world and cast spells on these poor high school kids and basically make life even more complicated and chaotic than it was before. So that's the premise. Kristen Doherty is the author. It's a fairly recent show. We've never produced anything by her before, but I've actually been in touch with her, and she sent some messages to the cast wishing us good luck, and it's fun to have that personal connection with the author too.
Awesome. No, that sounds really incredible. So thanks for sharing that. Now we'll kind of go around the room. We'll start here with Mackenzie. Can you reveal which character you're portraying?
Yeah, I'm playing Titania, the fairy queen. She is one of the like true Shakespearean characters that those modern day characters kind of run into in the forest. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Awesome. All right, what about for you, Mason?
I'm playing Nick, no last name given, but the character who he represents is named Nick Bottom, and then he gets the head of a donkey, but he doesn't know it, and so hijinks ensues.
Awesome. Okay, and then Brody?
I play as Demetrius, a self-centered teenager, kind of just been with a lot of people or a lot of girls at the school.
Okay, there you go. So, Mackenzie, what are some strategies you're using to get into your character?
I think, honestly, just with these dress rehearsals, just getting into costume has helped me just kind of channel the character and just kind of reading over my lines and just, like, kind of diving into them. Like, at the start of the show, I kind of went through all my lines and just looked up words that I didn't know and, like, kind of dived into the context of, like, what she's actually saying to help me be able to portray her better.
Awesome. And, Mason, what about you?
Well, I try and make a funny voice in my head and then just try to do that funny voice on stage. So when I say like a Shakespearean line, I try to up the drama of it. And then when I say like a line that I would say, then I try to make my voice sound more energetic.
Awesome. And Brody, what about strategies you're using?
I look at different pieces of media that have very similar characters and kind of like copy that down and bring it to myself and then bring that on stage.
Awesome. And so talk about maybe if you guys are running into any challenges as well. We'll go back to Mackenzie.
Yeah, I just have a very busy schedule, I would say. So that's just been a challenge with making sure that I can still get to rehearsals and still get everything ready for the show just in the midst of all the chaos of everything going on right now.
Sure. What about for you, Mason?
When your head gets turned into a donkey, you have to wear a really uncomfortable mask. And so just like trying to work around that is hard.
That is fair. What about for you, Brody?
We don't have both me and one of the other guys for the lead. We don't have our costumes until opening night, which it's kind of hard to get into your character when you don't have the costume for it. And then also scheduling issues, like Mackenzie said, it's really hard to just be there every time and sure. Do things.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And then what are you guys most excited about for the show, Mackenzie?
I'm just really excited to put on this show. I think at first I was a little hesitant about it, but now that we've like gone through rehearsals and our undress rehearsals, I'm just excited for the audience to see it. I think it's going to be a really good show, and just show weekends are always my favorite weekends. So.
Absolutely. No, looking forward to it. Mason.
I'm excited to make people laugh because it's one of my favorite things to do.
I mean, yeah, wearing the donkey, that'll do it for you. And then Brody?
I've got some funny lines I get to say, and some of them are very risque.
Awesome. Yeah, and I know, actually, before we move on, Molly, I know that was something that you sent in the email, that it is going to be rated PG, and so for parents and guardians to kind of keep that in mind.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, I don't know if I would say very risque, Brody, but we are putting out just a PG kind of caution with the show. It is language that is in the original Shakespeare play. Our modern characters repeat a few of those words. You can imagine a lot of puns surrounding the inclusion of a donkey mask. And if you connect the dots, you can see where that would probably go. But the story itself is just fun. It's about young love, relationships, the process of putting on a play, and all done in a very lighthearted way. So if anybody has questions about that, I would hope that you could definitely reach out to me. Again, our show times, I'll just go ahead and rattle through those. So we opening night will be this Friday night, the 11th. We have a 7 o'clock show. Second show is Saturday, the 12th, also at 7, and then our final performance will be Sunday the 13th at 2 o'clock. We will be selling tickets at the door, but the best way to guarantee a great seat is to buy them ahead of time. Our ticket sale portal is available at admhs.booktix.com. We encourage everybody to check it out there. It also has a summary of the show and that rating information.
Awesome. Real fast, how much are tickets for?
$4 for students and $6 for adults, so cheaper than a trip to the theater, and we hope to see everybody there.
Awesome, yeah. Let's hope that we get a good crowd out here. Again, it is ADM The Dream. That is their 2025 spring play, and we've been joined by ADM Drama Director Molly Longman, as well as seniors Mackenzie Evans, Mason Willems, and Brody Hunt. And thank you guys all for joining me, and good luck performing.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, and that's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.